This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. CPN Maui Center directs its MPs to attend vote of confidence session in Parliament called by Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. CPN UML issues whip to its parliamentarians to oppose Prime Minister's confidence vote in Parliament. Constituent parties of the Socialist Front discuss ways to make the front active. Nepal's gross foreign exchange reserves surge by 27.8% to 1.96 trillion rupees as of mid-June this year. And NATO members pledge their support for an irreversible path to future membership for Ukraine. Now the news in detail. The CPN Maoist Center has instructed its MPs to attend the House of Representatives meeting tomorrow, where Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda will seek a vote of confidence. During the parliamentary party meeting held yesterday in Singha Darbar, the CPN Maoist Center decided to reach out to all political parties and independent parliamentarians represented in parliament, urging them to support Prime Minister's vote of confidence. Hitraj Pandey, who is the chief whip of the Maoist Center, stated that the meeting also directed parliamentarians to actively participate in rescue, relief and rehabilitation efforts for those affected by rain-induced disasters across the country. Meanwhile, the CPN UML has issued a whip to all its members in the House of Representatives, directing them to vote against Prime Minister Dahal's vote of confidence, scheduled for Friday, that is tomorrow. Mahesh Kumar Bartaula, the party's chief whip, issued the directive emphasizing mandatory attendance for parliamentarians during the session. The Prime Minister opted for a vote of confidence after the CPN UML, which was the major coalition partner, withdrew its support for the government following a recent agreement with Nepali Congress on the formation of the new government. Constituent parties of the Socialist Front yesterday discussed ways to make the front active. Following the meeting, Nepal Samajwadi Party Chair Mahendra Rai Yadav told journalists that there was an informal discussion between the leaders about how to make the Socialist Front active. The discussion was held at the Prime Minister's residence in Balwatar. He said that there was a discussion about expanding the front in all seven provinces. Prime Minister and Chair of the CPN Maoist Center, Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, Chairman of the CPN Unified Socialist, Madhav Kumar Nepal, and respected leader Jhalnath Khanal, CPN General Secretary Netra Bikramchand Biplab, and the leaders of Nepal Samajwadi Party, including its Chair Yadav, participated in the discussion. The meeting was also briefed about the latest political developments. CPN UML Chair KP Sharma Oli has claimed that no agreement has been reached between the CPN UML and the Nepali Congress to form a commission to proceed ahead with the constitution amendment. Speaking at the party secretariat meeting yesterday, the UML Chair claimed that there was no agreement between the parties to amend the constitution, specifying the articles and issues to be revised. The UML chair expressed his concern over the spread of propaganda that UML and Nepali Congress were attempting to disrupt the constitution and the constitutional system. He, however, stated that the constitution was amendable as per the need of the time, calling it a dynamic document. Leader Oli added that the political equation between the CPN UML and the Nepali Congress was for promoting political stability and development. Meanwhile, the secretariat meeting of the CPN UML has instructed 11 district committees to hold their convention by coming mid-November. Deputy General Secretary Pradeep Gewali shared that the secretariat meeting held yesterday at the party central office at Chasal in Lalitpur decided to instruct the district committees to complete the convention in 11 districts by the end of mid-November this year. The meeting also emphasized that the new government would be formed as per the Article 76 of Article 2 in line with the precedent of the Supreme Court. The gross foreign exchange reserves of the country have increased by 27.8% to 1.96 trillion rupees as of mid-June this year, from 1.54 trillion rupees in mid-July last year. According to the data revealed by the current macroeconomic and financial situation report by the Nepal Rashtra Bank, based on 11 months of the current fiscal year, in US dollar terms, the gross foreign exchange reserves rose by 27.7% to $14.72 billion in mid-June from $11.71 billion in mid-July last year. Additionally, remittance inflow grew by 19.3% to 1.32 trillion rupees in the review period, compared to a 22.7% increase in the same period of the previous year. A total of 55,979 tourists visited the Khumbu region in Solukhumbu district in the last 11 months of the current fiscal year. The Sagarmatha National Park shared this information. Information officer at the park, Manoj Kumar Mandal, said most of the tourists were foreigners numbering 48,402, while the number of domestic tourists was 7,577. Most of the tourists visited the region in April and May months, and the least in July-August. Meanwhile, the park collected 136 million rupees in revenue in the last 11 months. Every Nepali is charged 100 rupees, while those from the SAARC countries are charged 1500 rupees, and others are charged 3000 rupees each. The Prithivi Highway has been obstructed due to the landslide that occurred at Maua Khola of Ichha Kamana Rural Municipality, Ward No. 3, this morning. Police Inspector at the Area Police Office, Muglin, Nirala Bhandari, informed that the Road Division Office was currently employing an excavator to remove the landslide. However, it would take time because it was still raining and the mudslide was continuous. With the obstruction, the vehicles had been stranded on the road. As the rainy season began during the upgrading of the road, it has caused frequent mudslides, thereby obstructing the traffic on one of the busiest highways in the country. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to an international update. NATO members have pledged their support for an irreversible path to future membership for Ukraine, as well as more aid. While a formal timeline for it to join the military alliance was not agreed at a summit in Washington, D.C., the military alliance's 32 members said they had unwavering support for Ukraine's war effort. NATO has also announced further integration with Ukraine's military, and members have committed $40 billion in aid in the next year, including F-16 fighter jets and air defense support. The bloc's Secretary General, Jens Stoltenberg, said support to Ukraine was not charity, it was in NATO's own security interest. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of the country. There are also chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places of Kosi Province, Modis Province and Gandaki Province. And there are also chances of very heavy rainfall at one or two places of the Kosi Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. CPN Maoist Center directs its MPs to attend vote of confidence session in Parliament called by Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda. CPN UML issues whip to its parliamentarians to oppose Prime Minister's vote of confidence in Parliament. Constituent parties of the Socialist Front discuss ways to make the front active. Nepal's gross foreign exchange reserves surged by 27.8% to 1.96 trillion rupees as of mid-June this year. And NATO members pledged their support for an irreversible path to future membership for Ukraine. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website, www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.